And I write him what he's to do. And he straightened your hand. Said, it's not going to help you with the use of it. It's a dead hand. But for the looks of it, it will always look so much better. You don't want to go the rest of life with it hanging like that. It will be straight. And they did. And then she's finishing up in college, which we didn't know. She was always slower than the boy. They were twins, she and the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor was too slow getting her. And she was, but she was always slower than he was. But when she, her mother wrote me, says, now, Rutter's having such a terrible time about ancient history. I wrote her, for the Lord's sake, let that child alone. She didn't need an ancient history. She said it would break her or brother's heart either if they didn't graduate together. She said they'd never been in the same place, they'd been in the same grade, but not the next place, because they had helped her along. But said it'd break both their hearts if they didn't graduate together in high school, and they did. So we've had that tragedy in our life, but she's
not so much.
She had spunk. She just had the spunk to try the impossible that looked all the way along. But she made it. So that we still have to hunt the right doctor for the right thing, even in the south with the woods full of them. Sometimes have to go afar to find one that does what you need
well,
to be
some
done.
People come here, too.
Yes, many come to Atlanta for doctors, and many go to other places for doctors.
I was wondering, what, think about different parts of the body, what kind of words might you have to do? Let's start with what
kind
you
of
call up here.
You call that your forehead.
Uh-huh. And you talk about
your eyes, the orbits in your eyes, your lids in your orbits, and your cheeks, jaws, don't they call them jaws? But that sounds like a hog, doesn't it? Hog
well,
jaws.
If you're describing somebody that maybe looks like a little bit like a hog, you might call
them. And with your teeth and your lips, your chin, I don't know any special name for any of it.
What about inside your mouth?
Oh, you've got your tongue and you've got your gums.
Uh-huh.
And your gums give you trouble, your teeth give you trouble. That's just trouble spot, your mouth is, as well as some of the things that come out of your mouth, your speech.
Mm-hmm.
So it can sometimes give you trouble too. So your mouth is probably the most difficult of our abilities.
Uh-huh.
We talk too much.
What
my
about,
teeth give out.
What about right here?
Well, that is your throat, and that's your that part that pokes out sometimes. I don't know what we call it. Your throat and your neck. I don't think of anything unusual about your head. Don't you call it a pate up here, your head?
Some people, yeah.
Ear somewhere. I don't know what it is, but it's the top of your head or what?
Of course, the stuff
what's
that hangs
back
down.
Of your neck? It's a... I don't know what you call it. Nape, N-A-P-E.
Nape?
That's right. Nape.
Uh-huh.
Our pate must be up here.
Nape, your pate.
It looks like it might have come from a Latin word. I don't know.
Well, what about your lung here?
My what?
Lung here.
Oh, well, that's our arm, and this is our elbow, and this is our... hand and fingers and nails.
What kind of different parts?
Wrist.
You talked about
W-R-I-S-T. Oh, here. That's your palm. That's your palm. And your fingers go off from that and your thumbs there. And that's our elbow, shoulder.
What about right here? You talk about a man's
chest.
Uh-huh.
He's broad-chested or he's thin-chested.
Uh-huh.